Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the NFL, Sears catalog, and the Canadian anthem. It's on the way in just a minute.
Attention, Fergler shoppers. You need hardware, you need Fergler. That's right, Fergler's Hardware Store. Fergler's dares you to beat their prices on anything in the store. That's right, Crazy Ernie's lost his mind and everything must go. Ladders, lumber, nails. Including the kitchen sink. Fergler's Hardware Store, where you make out like a burglar when you shop at Fergler's. Free popcorn Mondays. Free coffee Fridays. Free parking. It's Crazy Ernie's going out of business sale. Everything must be Fergler's Hardware Store. If Fergler's doesn't have it, you don't Fergin' need it.
Hi, I'm Ernie Fergler.
He's Ernie Fergler. If you don't come buy some stuff today, he'll kick your ass. Be there. It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, covering for my friends, and here's Tom.
You are very good. Matt Godwin and I were just chatting away, and then laughing up in there. All of a sudden, we looked up, and we saw Tom talking into the mic.
Telling more stories, huh?
We're doing Archie Bunker impression.
That is actually what we were doing.
Archie Bunker impression?
Hey, that little girly there.
The Reverend Felcher.
Fletcher!
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of an inside joke. The Reverend Felcher. I don't think a lot of folks got that in the early 70s.
Don't look up, folks.
I know I didn't. Yeah, you don't want to know what they were doing. Coming up, we have Christy Lee at the news desk. Also, it'll be sexy time with Allie Breen.
We've never helped anyone.
We've helped them with their run.
Laugh a lot.
But right now, we return to the sports pages as interpreted by Chick McGee.
Hey, you know what yesterday was?
What?
100 days till the start of the 2023 NFL season.
Wow.
Are you as excited?
I missed that.
Lily, what are we going to do with her?
I don't know. We can do anymore.
100 days. So you have a little calendar and you make X's so they can count it down?
And every day I get a little piece of chocolate. It's okay. Very nice.
Do they have a countdown advent calendar?
I'm sure. Probably.
The week before, it's all just shots of rum.
Do you remember when a random kid would come in to school with like an NFL logo on a shirt and we lost our minds? Where did you get that? How did you get that?
Really?
Oh. Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Forget it.
Yeah, merch was not as prevalent as it is now.
Now it's Omni. It's
did you have to get it at the ballpark, so to speak, or at the football stadium?
I don't even know if he must have gotten it at the ballpark. Yeah,
because you didn't have the internet. Couldn't order it.
And if you did order it, 6-8 weeks to deliver, and the school year's over.
Yeah.
Not like now, man.
Mm.
And then the halftime highlights was the only highlights we saw of our teams. And
As you mentioned earlier, it may be 100 days to the NFL, but there is some NBA action happening coming up.
I do remember seeing merch in the Sears catalog.
Yes. The Sears
Christmas. Yeah.
And that would take 6 to 8 weeks.
Christmas wish book. Did you ever get that, Tom? Did you circle things for your mom and dad?
Sure.
Have Santa Claus.
That thing was thick.
Yeah, it was. We look forward to it every year.
We would circle things for Santa.
Tom does not remember.
In it too.
You don't.
Bras.
Oh, they would just.
Ace was playing with himself, looking at the bras and the wishbone.
I think we all were, right?
I don't think so.
And then you train yourself, and then you accidentally do it when you're in a Sears. It's real embarrassing.
Did you not make a?
I had a list. Sure.
No, I don't. Did you write a letter to Santa Claus? Yes or no?
Of course.
Did you guys get catalogs at your house, or did they just bring everything over to you and show
Dear
it to you?
Dear Santa, I don't think I need to rake you over the coals again about last year. Let's just move
However,
on.
The good news is you can make up for it this year. Now, please, I'm writing these down specifically. Let's not get it wrong again.
No more socks.
No more
sweaters. No more shirts. I hated getting clothes for Christmas.
What did you want to get?
Oh, yeah, kids did.
You don't want to get kids don't want to.
Actually, nowadays, there are kids that really love it.
Mm-hmm. Once they hit like 13, 14, get their own style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Give a 6-year-old a pack of socks.
I thought you were going to say a pack of smokes. That's probably what you got, right?
At least you could sell those.
That's what they got Bender in Breakfast Club. Smoke up, Johnny. Remember that? His dad had hit him and then give him a pack of smokes for Christmas. Do you have a toy that sticks out in your mind or a Christmas gift from your father?
I remember one, but only because it got taken away because he did something really bad. And my dad goes, Willie, you were going to get the Gibson robot guitar. Not anymore. I'm giving it to a kid downtown.
he did that?
He yelled it at me, yeah. Coming to work one morning.
I'm sure it was who you deserved it, I'm guessing. I don't recall the details.
And that kid downtown was Lenny Kravitz.
Johnny Bonamassa. I couldn't think of anybody.
Do you have a toy that sticks out in here, like a Betsy Wetsy or an Easy Bake Oven?
I had an Easy Bake Oven.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I made brownies all the time. It took 3 hours. Cook a brownie with a light bulb. You tried it.
Did you ever try making pork tartare with the Easy Bake?
No, never did that.
Well, you try making pork chops, right? And then you
get it turns into pork tartare. Yeah.
My greatest present was a turntable when I was in fifth grade.
All right.
A little, you know, like record player, I guess you would call it. Wasn't a close and play, but very similar. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Anything leaping to mind over there, Professor? That Christmas gift you got from your mom and dad?
Like I said, my mom would always get a lot of clothes.
You can tell he didn't have a lot of good Christmas. Look at him.
You ever get a pogo stick?
Oh.
Were those allowed in the Griswold household?
No, I was more of a stilts guy, as you know. We had a pair of rusty red metal stilts.
What a weirdo.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, and you could adjust how high you could go.
Look how excited he is now.
And you could get him so high you had to get on a ladder
look
to get out.
Look how excited he is.
And you would walk around that high?
Oh, yeah, I love stilts. Wow. I was really good at it.
I'm surprised you aren't a drywall guy.
Yeah. They have the ones that have the built-in and the handle.
Is there any way you'd get on stilts today?
I would know. Oh, no. That'd be bad advice.
You fell from up there.
Yeah, the bones are a little more brittle.
Yes. What about puppet? Did you get a puppet as a gift? Is that where that?
You did get a puppet. Didn't you get a Jerry Mahoney or something?
And Knucklehead Smith.
Yeah.
Knucklehead. I had lots of puppets. I was a big puppet guy.
I got a Grover when I was like 11 or 12.
He still has puppets.
A Muppet. Yeah, it's us.
I know.
It's us and the puppets. They are full puppets.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Do you have the Canadian national anthem over there? Is it easily available?
Hang on a second. A little warning would be
starts
nice.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
That's not it.
Close enough.
It is close.
That's not it. Oh, here we go. This is the Canadian national anthem.
Okay. Here we go.
That is insulting to our
Canada.
Brethren up north.
Hello.
Sounds like an AI version.
Yeah,
it does.
They're not human.
True patriot.
Sounds like the the background singers in the 1960s Lawrence Welk show. Rather soul free.
A Canadian woman has won the famous cheese rolling race in the United Kingdom, despite being knocked unconscious during the event.
Oh,
wow! Which is easy to have.
Have you seen this thing?
It's dangerous.
It was featured in Spinal Tap, I believe, as kind of a joke. But evidently, this is a real deal. The annual race involves competitors chasing a 7-pound wheel of double Gloucester cheese down the near vertical Cooper's Hill near Gloucester.
Where else is that near?
Snatch's Cleft.
That's right.
Actually,
yes.
There's Cooper's.
You have to have a, a living will to participate in this?
You do?
You know,
this is so stupid.
You know, when dangerous. I asked you about the stilts thing, of course not. But there was a time I would have done this. I don't. But now it's like you could break your neck at any minute.
Of course,
well, she ends Absolutely. Up concussed and unconscious.
The first racer to finish behind the fast
rolling. Yeah, but she wins.
Yeah, she wins a block of cheese. At least the guys in the NFL get millions of dollars to enjoy their wheelchair and ramp in their old age.
She gets the 7-pound wheel of cheese, which is actually kind of looks like, it looked like a large pizza. That's a 7-pound wheel of cheese. Wasn't that
What
big?
Do you do with that?
You cut it up.
Well, you can eat it on party. It, I guess.
Seven pounds of cheese. Boy. It's not going to fit in your refrigerator.
You take it to some mice downtown?
I found the updated, the more upbeat version of the Canadian National.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, here we go. Whoa, my candida.
Whoa, we couldn't make it together. That's a candida, not Canada.
Oh, sorry, I misread candida. The label.
Yeah. I got something for the cheese race.
Cheese
race? Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
If I get to win this race without smashing up my face, all I know is I hit my head, woke up in a bloody tent, and there in my arms was a big old hunk of cheese. I spin down, right down for a 7-pound hunk of cheese, baby, right round, right round. I spin my head round, right round for a 7-pound hunk of cheese, right around. You know how it goes. Something like
that. Rhyme round.
Right round, baby, right round. That's a weird song.
Delaney Irving is the Canadian, won the women's race despite being knocked unconscious. She's 19 years old. She said, I just remember hitting my head, and now I have the cheese.
All right.
28-year-old Matt Crawla from Manchester won the first of several men's races.
Ah, have we seen what, Pat?
The video. Ooh, she does hit her head. She's out.
The cheese hits her head?
She hits her head. And the cheese, and she ends up with the cheese.
Oh, she hits her head not on the cheese, though.
No,
and they're running downhill. Is that
yeah,
right?
They're yeah. all
well, and, a real steep hill.
And this is the correct a near vertical Cooper's Hill.
Yeah, exactly.
Video does not do it justice how downhill it is.
Are people running or kind of just rolling?
Oh, well, yeah. It's hard to. I don't think anybody makes it down the hill. Standing up.
It's like a choreographed fall, maybe?
They eventually give in to the gravity, yeah. Hmm.
You can flip or you can try to stop yourself from falling, I guess. But you know how hard that is, Tom, falling down a hill? You just can't
stand. I don't want to do that.
I'm a skier. I've done it many times.
We used to do that for fun. We go, hey, you want to go to the hill and roll down it?
Oh, yeah. Right. Hours.
Roll down a hill.
Hours of fun.
Itchy. We get itchy.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Know what I wanted to do, but I wouldn't do it now, but I was intrigued by it, where you put yourself in the middle of a tractor tire.
Big
tires and roll down like that.
It's got it. You've got to be so sick afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, God. So just vomit. Vomiting everywhere. I was in, Christy was with me. We were in that NASCAR simulator. Yeah. Remember this? It was just sitting still. It was a simulator. You were driving in NASCAR. Made me so sick. I don't know if I, did I say I was sorry for vomiting on you?
That's
oh,
okay.
Boy.
We have a, since you're talking about cheese.
Yes.
We have a very short version of one of the cheese classics.
Is that right?
Yeah, one of those classic cheese songs. This is the 17-second version.
Who cut the cheese?
Oh, man.
Who cut the cheese?
Embarrassing.
Oh, man.
Hey, who cut the cheese?
Really?
It totally makes up for
Smooth Teddy B and TG Mofo MC.
Look at him.
And who cut the cheese? Would you like to hear the whole song?
I'm good.
Okay. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Dear gang.
Yes.
I fear I am raising the next Chick McGee. I was listening to the show on the 24/7 app, which is fabulous. You should do this all the time.
Good stuff.
Think of what we do right now for 4 hours, give or take, wherever you're listening. And then think of it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Doesn't that sound
great?
Like a nightmare?
You know what? Yeah, now I'm out.
Yeah. So this is Adam. He was listening to the app when the Ace Cosby joke of the day came on, and the punchline was something about stationary paper.
Yeah.
My 10-year-old daughter, Hannah, asked
if that was a joke.
Yeah.
And I said, yes. And she stared at me for a moment and said, no, it wasn't.
I don't remember the joke. How did it go again?
What do you call a paper plane that doesn't fly?
What do you call a...
paper airplane that doesn't fly.
Paper airplane that doesn't
just
fly.
Stationary.
Stationary.
That's an excellent joke.
Yeah, one of the
excellent
better ones.
Out of Tom.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Okay. Yeah, maybe she didn't understand the stationary. I'm guessing. Probably not familiar with the...
10-year-old? 10-year-old no stationery.
Yeah, 10-year-old girls.
I don't think so. You don't write notes.
Moving
and
stationery?
No, I don't.
People don't write.
Do you ever write notes and fold them up like a football and pass them to the cute girls? I know you did, but I'm talking to all boys.
What are we talking? Like a do you like me? Yes, no,
check
maybe.
Check a box. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, what was the thing where you would go like this? Do you remember that?
I've seen girls doing that, but yeah. I don't know what it is.
Well, you take the paper, you fold it, and I never figured that out.
And either. You would ask it questions like the eight ball. Right. Does he like me? Mm-hmm.
Side point to yes.
DTF. Whoa.
That might be what it is these days.
Yeah, we jumped ahead.
Who told him DTF? Who told him? Willie?
No, I didn't tell him, but he thinks that you use DTF like you use you up, like that kind of text. Remember we talked about this before?
You don't?
Aren't
no.
You?
No, you're skipping a bunch of steps.
Like the romance.
It's more
asking.
Conversational. You'd be like, oh yeah, Josh, I was talking to that girl at the bar last night. Dude, she is into you. I think she's totally DTF. You don't just send it to someone and hope that they'll...
Oh, come over right now.
Yeah.
You just walk up to the bar and go, good evening, DTF.
I'm hard. You win. In Tom's defense, somebody explained it to us like that.
Oh, yeah. For real?
Yeah, and you just text DTF.
Now, I have a question. I think Josh and I are probably the only two in here that make some effort to use proper punctuation in the realm of texting.
Good for you guys.
Should it be DTF question mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, not just DTF statement.
I think it could be
if it was a response...
I think it could be DTF ellipsis.
Oh, yeah.
Willie hates the ellipsis. Whenever I text him, I've got to go back and take
them. No, I don't hate you. You just don't know how to use them. Ellipsis says that you have something else that you're implying that you're not saying.
I just mean I'm changing the topic.
Hmm.
Like it could be, hey, do you want to have some lunch?
.. Then
.. DTF?
Then .. I got a new place to detail my car. ..
Oh, so what you're using it as
an ellipsis, honestly, it actually means more to come.
You know who he reminds me of? Josh, you might be a little bit too young. Remember when Larry King did the thing in USA Today and he'd just like throw out
random notes?
That's exactly what that sounded like. Want to have lunch? Hey, I found a new place to detail my car. How about those Yankees? Boy, this is really a heat wave, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly how I do it.
Yeah. This is really a heat wave.
That's how he did it. You're an odd man.
Sometimes I'll go back and do a second text if I think it's the one is about something really serious, the other is not. That can be awkward. Or you have a really serious text, then 5 days later you've got to send him something silly, and you got, oh, well, boy, there's the one about the tragic death of...
Oh, Lord.
Am I the only one that experiences this? Apparently.
No, maybe.
Judging by the crickets. You know what I'm saying?
I delete text immediately, so I don't...
You do? You don't keep them on your phone?
I hate having text in
No
there.
Kidding.
Huh?
I feel the same way about dirty dishes, so we're kind of the same.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like to have them.
I like to have a picture in my contacts of the person.
Me too. So it
bugs me if it's like the letter of their first name
in
the gray circle. Oh. I don't care for that.
Here we go. Can I give you guys a little bit of Tom, three dots, a little Tom ellipses?
I'd love it.
Here we go. This is about, we're at lunch. I'm there. He's running a little late.
And this is an actual text to you?
100%
no preparation.
He just said, I'm probably 10 minutes away, .. Heavy traffic, .. You can order me one of those steak sandwiches, please, which the ending's fine. It just seems odd, the ..
Right.
Imply that I'm in traffic. I don't know. It just seems like there's something else that he's not saying.
I'm driving, so it's dictated.
But you're in charge
of
the
dictation. Do you say ..
Or no, you say ellipses.
Oh.
And then, but you say also dictated, not proofread.
Sometimes. I had to do that the day when I was sending something to my friend Sean, who spells his name Shaun.
That's
and I dictated, hey, Sean, blah, 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 blah. Then when I parked my car, I looked at it, it had an S-E-A-N, and it should know that it's, because it's, I said, you know, hey, Siri, I can't say it out loud. Oh, now it's doing it. Wait a minute. Hang on.
Hey, Siri, order that canoe from Amazon.
Hey, Siri, don't ask if I really want to just do it.
I don't want it to DTF Sean.
Who's Sean?
Oh, he's his buddy. He's got in his pocket for the Indy 500.
Oh, yeah. He's he's
the guy.
On the list of Tom's friends.
Yeah, let's review the list so far. Just the top five.
Is he in the top five only for the month of May?
You got PJ.
Heywood.
Mark Christy, Adams. That is interesting that he also has seasonal friends.
Yes.
Yeah. He has certain friends.
John is amazing.
He's like, oh, gosh, it's fall time. I got to give whoever a call.
Right. I got Ed, my ski friend.
Okay, Ed's your ski friend. Yeah. That's good.
Also, he's also in the Venn diagram doctor friends.
Nice.
Handy to have.
You know, one time you said to me at a party, we were all at a party. I don't know what the hell it was for, but you walked up to me and I was surprised. He walked up to me. Oh, how you doing? You know, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually looked at me and I started to tell you something and you go, are there any doctors here?
Yeah.
He was obviously looking for someone better to talk to.
Always.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.